Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 19th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that tyranny is outpacing democracy and urged the world to act with resolve and speed to help his country fight Russian aggression. Zelensky made the comments during a live video broadcast to attendees of the World Economic Forum in Davos on Wednesday. His wife, First Lady Olena Zelenska, and some of Ukraine's closest allies attended the speech in Davos, including Polish President Andrzej Duda and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Zelensky was speaking ahead of a meeting of Western allies at the Ramstein Air Base in Germany on Friday, where the focus will be on whether Berlin will allow its Leopard tanks to be supplied to Ukraine to help drive out Russian troops. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has previously resisted calls to provide Leopard 2 main battle tanks to Ukraine, according to news outlets, despite pressure from Poland and other NATO allies. A deadly helicopter crash near Kyiv yesterday killed 17 people, including Ukraine's interior minister and four children. The machine crashed near a kindergarten and a residential building in Brovary, northeast of the Ukrainian capital, according to news reports. The national police chief said that interior minister Denis Monastirsky had been killed, along with his first deputy, Yevhen Yenin, and another senior ministry official. According to Reuters, Ukraine's SBU State Security Service said it was considering several possible causes for the crash, including a breach of flight rules, a technical malfunction, and the intentional destruction of the helicopter. The book Gdynia, the Promised Land, and author Grzegorz Piątek have been named among the winners of the 2023 Passport Awards, a prestigious accolade for Polish artists and cultural creators. The book, subtitled City Modernism Modernization 1920-1939, details both the positive and negative aspects present in the creation of the port of Gdynia during the interwar period. Filmmaker Jan Halubek, who directed the acclaimed Netflix series High Water, received the 2023 Passport Award in the film category. His series is based on the real-life story of a devastating flood that swept southwestern Poland in 1997. The 2023 Passport Awards also recognized outstanding achievements in theater, pop music, classical music, visual arts, and digital culture, with a full list of winners available on the polityka.pl website. Tis the season for the annual Vosp campaign, as volunteers begin collecting money for medical equipment as part of the annual Great Orchestra of Christmas Charity set for later this month. This year, for the first time in the fundraiser's history, the Great Orchestra of Christmas Charity Foundation plans to purchase medical equipment for all patients in need, regardless of age. The traditional Wielki Finał of the fundraising event will be held on January 29th. The volunteers equipped with the charity's signature boxes and heart-shaped stickers have already begun collecting donations in cities and towns across Poland. Iga Świątek, Hubert Hurkacz, and Magda Linette have all advanced to the third round of the singles competition of the Australian Open in Melbourne. Świątek, who is currently ranked world number one by the Women's Tennis Association, easily defeated Colombia's Camila Osorio 6-2, 6-3 in yesterday's match. Fellow countryman Hubert Hurkacz also advanced to the third round of the tournament after a hard-fought six sets against Lorenzo Sonego of Italy. He was joined by Magda Linette, who defeated 16th-ranked Anett Kontaveit of Estonia 6-2, 6-3. Early this morning.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cold with a slight chance of rain showers in the late afternoon and a light breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to below freezing at negative 4 degrees centigrade or 25 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly colder temperatures are expected tomorrow with a chance for some rain or snow over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.